The USS Tampa was sunk by a German submarine during World War I, killing 131 men. 24 were Tampa residents. WUSF's Roberto Roldan has more from a memorial held in South Tampa over the weekend, 100 years after the tragedy.
Algie Bivens.
The names of the local men were read outside of the Tampa Bay History Center. Tampa leaders and descendants of those that died then floated wreaths onto the nearby water. Robin Gonzalez read the names. She helped lead the push for the memorial and a new mural that is now on the south side of the History Center.
Right after World War I, then came the Depression and World War II, and people forgot. And it's something now that with the mural and the education program, it'll never be forgotten again.
The mural details the life of the original USS Tampa, first as a feature of the city's early Gasparilla parades, and finally its service during World War I off the coast of Great Britain. Artist Sandra Bryant and her husband put together the mosaic.
It starts off at the dawn light, and then it goes towards the moon, and the stars are at the right, which kind of depicts the lifeline of the story.
The brass boat plate of the cutter was found along a British beach 5 years after its sinking. That object and more on display through March at the Tampa Bay History Center. Roberto Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.
Robert Norwood.